Louisa walked through the harbor town in the peaceful morning. The streets are empty, and there are only a couple of other people in town. The atmosphere is calm and lazy. No one is busy. In just a couple of months, the place will overflow with tourists on their way to the beach, and young people on their way home from the unofficial parties taking place at night in the lagoons and on empty boats in the harbors. Louisa nods at a woman who is opening up her shop. She rolls up the shutters, and the sound of weathered metal sliding up the rails echoes through the narrow street. It's early in the summer, and Louisa loves coming here this time of year. She's been here for a week now, and it's her last day off before she has to go back to the city for work. She's been getting up early every day to get as much as possible out of the day. Every day, she's been taking the same walk through town and nodded at the same lady. She stops at the last shop before the beach, a narrow shop squeezed in between two tall buildings. The older gentleman who owns the store sits behind the counter with his newspaper like any other day. He smiles at her when she enters.
"Good morning,"
he says.
"What can I do for you today?"
"Good morning," Louisa answers and returns his smile. She looks around the store and considers what she wants. There are fresh fruits and vegetables, which have clearly just been delivered. A basket with bright red tomatoes brightens the dim shop, and bundles of herbs are lined up on a shelf. She picks up a blood orange, smells it, and places it on the counter. Then she runs her hand over the honey melons and picks one out. When she has done deciding what she wants to bring to the beach today, she pays, puts the fruit in her shoulder bag, and bids the older gentleman goodbye.